Abandonment to Divine Providence. Chapter 1. On doing our part and leaving the rest to God. The holiness of the Old Testament saints, and indeed that of Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin, came through their absolute obedience to God's will. Today, God still speaks to us, as he used to speak to our ancestors at a time when there were neither spiritual directors nor any systems of spirituality. To be faithful to the designs of God then comprised the whole of one's spiritual life. Religious devotion had not become a science crammed with precepts and detailed instructions. Nowadays, no doubt, our special needs make this necessary. But in the old days, people were less complex and more straightforward. Then they knew only that each moment brought a duty which must be faithfully fulfilled. Those spiritually inclined needed nothing more. They were like the hand of a clock which, minute by minute, crosses its appointed space, for, ceaselessly prompted by divine grace, they attended without thinking to each new task offered them by God at every hour of the day. This was the hidden motive of Mary's behavior. She was the simplest of humans, and the one who made the most complete surrender of herself to God. Her laconic reply to the angel, "Let what you have said be done to me," embodies all the mystical theology of her ancestors. This, then as now, meant the most direct and wholehearted surrender to God's will, however it revealed itself. This noble and exalted frame of mind was the basis of Mary's spiritual life, and reveals it perfectly in those very simple words, "Let what you have said be done to me." We should note that they are in perfect agreement with those our Lord wants us to have upon our lips and in our hearts. "Your will be done." It is true that what was demanded of Mary at this great moment was something most glorious, but all its splendor would have meant nothing to her unless she had wanted to yield to the will of God. It was this will which governed all she did and thought. No matter what her jobs were, ordinary, commonplace, or seemingly more important ones, they revealed to her, sometimes quite clearly, sometimes obscurely, the activity of the Almighty, and were opportunity for her to praise God. Filled with joy, she regarded everything she had to do or suffer at any moment of her life as a gift from Him who showers delights upon those who hunger and thirst only for Him, and not for the things of the world.